We're up to Kuf Mem Zayin on Mitbeis, the bottom. Ve'ein machzirnes ha-shever. You're not allowed to set a broken bone on Shabbos. Omer Abchana Bagdesa, Omer Shmuel. Abchana Bagdesa said in the name of Shmuel. Halacha machzirnes ha-shever. Halacha is that you're allowed to set a broken bone. Now, the Chora, how does Shmuel argue on a Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Ve'teir, she'ein machzirnes ha-shever. So the Rav Yoh says that Shmuel knew of other Tanoim who argued on the Mishnah, and he passed them like that. Right? The Mishnah doesn't mention them, and the Gemara doesn't say specifically that case, but that's what happened. But Shmuel knew of other Tanoim who argued. He knew Brises. The Gemara doesn't bring it down. He argued, the Orach HaShulchan says... Where? Right, but some learner doesn't mean that he changed the girsa. That what's it called? That some say that Taki had a different girsa than the Mishnah, and some say no, that he had what's it called? He had a das of other Tanoim. That what's it called? That Tanan is not in our Mishnah. That means he had other Mishnahis that said like that. Other what's it called? It's difficult to say there was a different girsa in the Mishnah that Shmuel had. It would say the Feirish. Others say that what's it called? So that's a Rav Yoh. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Nishtanu Hativim. That Shmuel held that Shmuel was a doctor. That when the Mishnah was written, so it wasn't a sakana to what's it called to leave a broken bone. But Bisman Azef, sakana saver. The teva has changed. That's how the what's it called what the Yoruch HaShulchan says and the Ramban taka. It says the B'shem Ramban. The Ramban also holds that any shvus is only mutter for a cholosh ein bo sakana with a shinli. But the normal way you can't do a shvus, even for a cholosh ein bo sakana is somebody who's sick enough to get into bed or the sickness affects his whole body. Michush is a guy who just has a localized pain. So here, if it's what's it called, sakana's aver, then it'd be mutter even without a shinli. But where it's not a sakana's aver, it's just cholosh ein bo sakana, and it wouldn't be mutter unless you did it with some different. You can't set a bone with a shinli, otherwise you'll end up with a bone with a shinli. So that's not shayach stam. The Rambam holds, there's a big machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether cholosh ein bo sakana, you're allowed to do malachos that are only drabon and a shvus with a shinli, that's what the Ramban holds, and the Rambam holds even without a shinli. And the Or Sameach says that the Rambam only holds you're allowed to do a shvus without a shinui for a cholosh ein bo sakana if it's a shvus that's specific to that thing. It's not a shvus that's general shvus. In other words, writing b'shinui you wouldn't be allowed to do for a cholosh ein bo sakana. But to set a bone, what's it called, even if it's not a sakana saver, it's just cholosh ein bo sakana, and that would be an issur d'rabbanan, but it's miyuchad for this kind of thing. This is not something that applies all over. It applies to this holy that you'd be allowed to do according to the Yoruch Sameach. We'll see what's it called. A bone, well, we had before, a bone that went out of its place. It's dislocated. So that could be still osur. It's only a broken bone you're allowed to set. And some hold that if it's dislocated completely, then it's like it's broken. And then it's a danger to that aver, and you're allowed to set it and put it back in place. If it's just slightly dislocated, then the same halacha applies that you can't relocate it on Shabbos. Okay. Rabba Bar Bar Chana Iklila Pumpadisa. Rabba Bar Chana went to Pumpadisa. Lo al pirkei de Rav Yehuda. He didn't go to the shir of Rav Yehuda shir. So Shadre la other daile. So Rav Yehuda sent his shamus, Oda Daili, Omerle Zil Garve. So go take away his coat. And don't give it back to him until he comes to the shir. Ozil Garve. So he went, took away his coat, and he told him, you'll get it back when you show up at the shir. Rashi, Halacha Machzirin Sashever, Svir Lishmuel Machzirin Tanan. Okay, and again, from Rashi it's more mashma that there's a different girsa, but it could be like the Raviyot, that he held that there was other Mishnayis or other Tanoim who held that what's it called, that you could, what's it called, set of bone. Ada daily minstrel memuna. It was a shamus. Ada daily. Ada daily means his minister, his shamus. Garve kach digdo achiyavo. Confiscate his coat till he comes to the shear. Also rabba ashkele of Yehuda. So he came to the shear. He wants to get his coat back. So he found that Rav Yehuda was giving a shear and saying this Mishnah over, that you're not allowed to set a bone on Shabbos. Omer lehochi, omer Rav Chana bag besomer, Shmuel halacha magzirus hashever. The Meiser, Rav Chana bag besomer, said in the name of Shmuel, that you're allowed to, what's it called, reset a bone. Omer lehochana didon, vahashmuel didon, velo shmieli, right, velo lav vedina garvatich. Right, Lysa, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chana Bagdasar lives here in Babel, right, in Baghdad. And he, what's it called? And Shmuel also is from Babel. And I never heard what Shmuel said. And without you coming to the Beis Medrash and letting us know, we never would have known. So isn't it a good idea that I held back your Vega to make sure you came to the Shir? Because everybody would have missed out had you not been here. So you see that, what's it called? There also, they were mocked that the people came to the Shir. Except they went to, great lengths to make sure that they did it. Hachanan didan nimkomenuhu. He comes from our place. Velo shamanu zos mitiv anena. We never heard it from him till now. Till you said it in his name. Velad bedina garvartich bitmiya. She lo basa lo lamanu. If you wouldn't have come, we wouldn't have learned this. So it's a good thing that I confiscated your coat and made sure you came to the shir. Misha nifrika yado. Right, if you have a dislocated bone, so what they used to do is massage it with cold water, and it went back into place. So Rav Avya Yosef Kameda Rav Yosef, Shanya Le Yode. Rav Avya was sitting in front of Yosef, and his bone dislocated. Omer Le Hachi Mai. So it probably was during the week that he did this, not on Shabbos. So he said to him, can I do this to put it back? Asher. He told him, no, that will be also on Shabbos. The Hachimai, what about this way? Amalei also. The Hachi Ispach Yodei. While he was showing them all these different positions, the bone fell back into place. Amalei Maiti Boyalach. So Shmuel, Rav Yosef got upset with him. He said, what are you asking me all these questions? Well, it's not. Misha Nifrito Yado, O Raglo, Lo Yitrofei Betsona, Avo Rochets Kedar, Kovim Nisrapi, Nisrapi. The Misha said, Beferish, that you're not allowed to massage it in cold water to put it back. But if you wash normally, when you wash your hands normally, and it goes back into place, that's fine. But the dafka, to massage it, to get it back into place, that you're not allowed to do. Because there's no danger, and it's a gzera that if you let him heal his hand like that, he may come to use other medications and make medications. I thought, he says in the mission also, and Shmuel said you could, so I thought, maybe there's a different girsa in the Mishnah about relocating a bone, too. Or maybe I thought there are other Tanayim that argue on that, too. Omer lei, kula b'chada machta machzino. You put them all into one frying pan. They're all the same. They're all in the same mold. Heched di itmer, itmer, heched lo itmer, lo itmer. Just because Shmuel told us either that the girsa in the Mishnah is different, or there are other Tanayim that argue on a broken bone, are you to assume that the same thing would apply to here, right? Just because one part of the Mishnah is not Kalocha doesn't mean all the other parts of the Mishnah are not Kalocha. Rashi. Shanya le yode, nishtanis yodem komo. His bone dislocated. Hachimai, haya osa binyanim harbi b'shoel. So he was showing all different kinds of positions of things that he could do to put his bone back, right? And he was asking Rav Yosef, is this mutter or not? Was it all one weave? Are you weaving them all together with the same weave? Heche de itmar, de masnis and lav dafka tanan itmar. Where Shmuel said, or Namora said, that the Mishnah is lav dafka, right? So that's where it said. But where if it didn't say that, then just because it's in the same Mishnah, doesn't mean everything in that Mishnah is either nakla halacha because there's other tanaim, or because the girsa should be different. Okay, Hadron Lechavis, Hadron Lechavis, Hadron Lechavis. Shoel Ode Mechavero, Kadayayin Vekadei Shemen. You're allowed to borrow pitchers of wine or pitchers of oil on Shabbos. As long as you don't use the term Halveini loan me them, right? But we'll see that, what's it called, that there's a difference between how they, I don't know in English how to distinguish between it, whether loan, she'ela is to borrow something, and it's usually something that is, what's it called, something that's going to be given back the way that it is, right? When you loan something, it's more or less money that you're not going to give back that money. You're going to give back something else, right? Loan me a cup of sugar. You're not going to give back the same cup of sugar. You don't want to have the cup of sugar to look at for a half an hour. You want to use it. You give back another cup of sugar. That's usually, you say, how veiny. Hashileni means, let me borrow your knife. You have to give him a different knife back. Give back that knife. So one is loan and one is borrow, I guess. I don't know if there's a that's the sum of the difference. So you're allowed to borrow what's it called, wine or oil, as long as you don't use the term halveini to loan it. We'll see in 1 second why. V'chein ha'isha mechader, kikros. Same thing, a woman can borrow bread from her neighbor, or loaves of bread. V'meino mamino, what happens though if you want to borrow something and the person wants his money back, he wants to make sure he gets it back? He doesn't believe him. Meiniach taliso etzlo v'olsi mochesh b'vachar Shabbos. So he leaves a security, leaves his coat with him, and after Shabbos, the guy comes to get his coat and pays his debt. V'chein erev Pesach b'Yerushalayim. This happened many times, erev Pesach, when she fell on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. Shecholios b'Shabbos. Meiniach taliso etzlo, and the person forgot to buy his korban Pesach. And it's erev Pesach now, and Shabbos, and he can't go and what's it called and buy it. So he goes and the guy gives him the Korban Pesach for free, and he gives him his jacket because he doesn't trust the guy. And Vinoklas Pisco, Meniach Taliso Etzel, Vinoklas Pisco, Volsimo Cheshbin Macher Yontif. And after Yontif, he makes a Cheshbin of how much he owes him for the Korban Pesach. Rashi, Shoel Shlomer Halvein, before Shemar, the more explained why. Shecholios b'Shabbos, lo nizkar me'erev Shabbos, and he forgot to buy his korban Pesach till erev Pesach, and now it's what's it called, Shabbos. Lachar yomtiv l'yom shlishi, the third day, because the erev Pesach is Shabbos. The next day is yomtiv; he can't pay for it either. So on the first day Chol HaMoed, he ends up paying for it. Okay. Omer le Rava bar Rav Chanan labayim, maishna hashileni, maishna halveni. What's the difference if you say loan me it or I want to borrow? Again, I don't know what the word is the other on the other side. Right. I want to borrow it or I want to loan it. What's the difference? Omer le hashileni lo osi lemichtov, halveini osi lemichtov. If you say, loan it to me, you'll come to write. If you say, I want to borrow it, you won't come to write. Okay, Rashi. Halveini mashmal is man merubah. Because the term loan, a loan means for a long time. Because, kaimelon, meseches makis, stam halvo, lamed yom. Because stam, what's it called, a loan, you can't demand back earlier than 30 days. Person has, he could pay it before 30 days. But it's a stam loan is 30 days. Since it's for a long time, the guy's going to forget it Shabbos, and he's going to record it. He's going to write it down, because he knows that for 30 days he's not going to be able to collect it, and by 30 days he'll forget it. Okay? So we're talking about young people don't forget right away. But in any case, this guy's not going to forget till 30 days. So once you use the term loan, the person gets the idea this is going to be for a while, and I better write it down, otherwise I won't forget it. But hashileni, seemingly from Rashi, she'ela is not necessarily for a set time. You can borrow something, the guy can come and say he wants it back immediately, and you have to give it back. Right, it's not stam she'ela, seems from Rashi, is not 30 days. Therefore, he imagined, since he used the lashon she'ela, that it's going to be a short-term borrowing, and the meila wants to call, he doesn't write it down. That's the difference. Tosfos says that it says stam she'ela is also 30 days. We have gemaras that seem to say that up till 30 days. Gemara says, if you borrow somebody's beged, you don't have to put tzitzis on it until 30 days. You buy a house in Chutz Laretz, you don't have to put a mezuzah for 30 days, because for 30 days, people borrow things. Mashma, that less than 30 days, not. And up to 30 days, people are borrowing also. And therefore, you can assume it's borrowed, and therefore he doesn't have tzitzis. After 30 days, people usually don't borrow things, and therefore, It's marasayin. It looks like, what's it called, like it belongs to you, and it's not a borrowed thing. And therefore, you have to put on tzitzis or put on mezuzah or whatever. So, what's it called? So, Tosa says, the Ri says that, so Tosa says, the Vaisa, what's it called? And Rashi could say that, Enochinami, She'ela Stam She'el is also the Ri. But people usually borrow things for lesser time. So it's usually a short-term thing. And halva, since you can't, usually people borrow money for more than 30 days. And since you can't be toveya him less than 30 days, what's it called, he knows for sure it's going to be a long-term thing. 30 days raise a long-term thing. The Ri says a different reason. He says that she'ela usually goes back, the thing that you gave, you get back. So, therefore, you're not going to write it down because you know you're getting the same, the person is giving you that same thing back. But something that's used to use, and you give back something else in its place, a different cup of sugar, different money than what you got, there the person, what's it called, is going to write it down because he's not somech on the thing that he gave. He's getting the same thing back. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara says, L'chora, people are not makbid on this. V'hakivan de b'chol, zivnin de boy l'meimer le'haldeini, v'amer le'ashileini. Sometimes people use these words interchangeably during the week, right? They mean to say, loan me, and they say, can I borrow? Or vice versa, right? Below kotir alayim. They're not makbid to be so makbid to use borrow only where it's something that will be returned intact, or something that they're going to return right away, and loan only where it's longer and it's not going to be returned intact. They use them interchangeably. And therefore, since they use them interchangeably, the guy's not clear whether he means short-term or long-term just because of the word borrow or loan. So during the week, he'll end up writing it down just in case it's going to be long-term. Because maybe you didn't mean really loan or borrow, right? You meant the long-term one. So I'm not sure. I'll write it down. So b'shabbos no miyasa l'michta. What difference does it make if the guy said these words? During the week, people aren't makbid. Dafka to use borrow when it means short term and loan when it means long term. And therefore, even if the person uses the word borrow, right, he could mean long term, so you write it down during the week. So why in Shabbos aren't we afraid that even if he uses the word borrow, that he'll end up writing it down? Omerle bechol de lo shnaki, omerle halveini, lo shnaki, omerle hashileini, lo kapdinan alai. Asilamichta. During the week, since people know that people are makbid, and they could use the words interchangeably, even if he says borrow, and he didn't say loan, he still may write it down. B'Shabbos, kiva dashileinu hu d'shori le'rabbanan. Haveni lo shori le'rabbanan. Shabbos, where the person knows that you can't use the word loan. You can only use the word borrow, right? Minkra milsav lashli mitta. That in itself is a shinli, right? On Shabbos, you know you have to be very careful what you say. You can't say, loan it to me. You have to say, let me borrow it. So since people know that you have to be careful, that in itself will remind them not to write. It's not so much whether it's long-term or short-term. It's that by making him say a certain way, and people that are makbid, dafkan Shabbos, to use only that terminology, that in itself is a reminder that you won't come to write. Rashi. Omar Lay. Kivan de bechol nami zin in de boy le meimer halveini be omer hashileini velo kopit alei vahavi halva be shabbos nami ki omer hashileini sovered de halvahi vo asi le mechta vo my hekarika. Since during the week people are at makbid, they use these words interchangeably, and therefore during the week, even if you said borrow, they write it down because they thought maybe you meant loan for a long time. Then Shabbos the same thing. People, what's it called, are not going to say, well, he said borrow and therefore it's only short term. No, maybe he means long term. Since on Shabbos you have to say borrow, you can't say loan, that in itself will remind you that not to write. Since the Rabbanan said that on Yontif, as much as you can do on Yontif with a shinui, do it with a shinui. Okay? As much as you can do things not the normal way, better to do it on Yontif with a shinui. I'll cover Yontif. It shouldn't be the normal way you do it during the week, especially things that normally would be usher, right, like carrying or something like that. Try to do it with a shinui. So women who go and fill up their pitchers with water and carry them home, right, why don't they do a shinui? Why don't they do it in an unusual way? Because it's always better to do it with a shinui, even though the malach is mutter, because it's mochel nefesh, but it's better to do it with a shinui. This way you avoid doing something openly, what's it called, that would be a malacha if it would have been Shabbos. Okay? This way you avoid doing it, you're doing a shinui anyway, it's only Rabbanan, even if it would be awesome. And also, it doesn't look like a weekday kind of thing. Things that you do that are regularly malach on Shabbos, but they're mutter because of ochel nefesh, look like weekday kinds of things, so better to do it with a shinui on yantar. So why don't they make a shinui when they fill up their pitchers? Mishum delo efshem. Because there's no shinui you could possibly do that would be better. If you're machmir to do a shinui, it's going to end up to be a kula. Why? Hey chilavti, what should they do? Demalyan b'chatz v'rabba limba b'chatz v'zuta. If normally during the week they use big pitchers, they should use small pitchers on yontif, kokamav shibilucha. Then they're going to end up having to walk more. So that's a zilzul in yontif. That's an uvda d'chol. Right? They're going to be walking back and forth from the water supply more times than they'd have to if they just use one big pitcher. If during the week they use small pitchers, so the shinui should be they'll use a large pitcher on yontif. They're carrying extra heavy things, so that shinui wouldn't be good, right? Because if during the week they make more trips but with lighter things, then making less trips with a heavier thing is also not good for yontif, and making more trips with a lighter thing is also not good for yontif. Either way, whatever they do during the week, doing the opposite on yontif is going to be, what's it called, oppressive. Now, there's a reason why they do it during the week like this, because it's easier. Either they like to carry lighter things, or they like to make less trips. So on yontif, it's going to be the oppressive way. Doing it with a shinui is going to be worse. It's going to be more work for them. Because if they like to do it lighter, on yontif they can do it heavier. If they like to do it with less walking, then more walking, they're going to have more walking on yontif. So either way, it's going to be worse on yontif by doing something that's more oppressive. Nifros, sudra, put a handkerchief over it. So that's a shinui, right? Now you put a handkerchief over the top of the pitcher. Also, they see the handkerchief's going to full of water, then you end up squeezing it out. So the chumra is going to end up being a kula. Nichase benachtama, put a lid on the pitcher, right? On yontif, so it'll be different. Zinda the nitzik. So what's going to happen is that the cord for the lid is going to be break. Also, the mikra, they're tying it, so it'll be over an iser deraisa or derabanan in order to make a shinui. Hilkach lo efshir. Therefore, so there's no shinui that you could possibly do that would be good for yontif, so therefore you can do it without a shinui. Kol ka omer rabbanan v'sechas beya. Kol kama de efshir l'shinui mashnina. Da amrinan hanedi ka de yayin lo yavim v'sal v'kupa. If you're bringing, what's it called, pitchers of wine, you shouldn't bring them in a basket like you normally do on the week. You should carry them in your hand. Make a shinui. V'nachtem o kisui. Zimden de mifsik. Kiven de mitzrachis le kisui. Since you have to have a lid, what are they going to do? They're going to tie the lid onto the pitcher. Kotter le b'kad. The zimden de mifsik. And what's going to happen is that the string is going to break. V'asi le miktere. You'll end up tying it. The heat kesher shall kayama dosim raisa. And if it's a string that ties a lid onto the, what's it called, the pot, that's something you're going to leave there. Not going to untie it, doctor, either of it. You want it tied on all the time so you don't lose it. And therefore, it'll be nisar daraisa. Plus, if they sweep them, if they cover it with a handkerchief, they're going to come to squeeze out the handkerchief when it gets full of wine. The ka'amr meseches beya, nifras sudra layu, hasam davar yavish kamar. When the Gemara says in beya that there is a shinui, when you carry things, pitchers, you should put a thing, that's talking about dry things, not liquids. Okay, so that's just one thing here. With Hashi Lainis, we said Rashi says that the difference is, are you going to get it back quickly or not? And the Shulchan Aruch says like that. And the Magen Avraham says, based on that, in a place where they loan things, but the minig is to collect loans even less than 30 days, right, then it's mutter. If they're allowed to say loan. This is only in a normal reciprocal case, but in a place where the minig is, that even if somebody says, loan me money, they collect it immediately. That's the minig of the place, right? You can come and be toveya it, unless you made a special t'nai. But if you just stop and said, loan me something, it's not in 30 days. In that place, the minig is, if you say loan, you can take the person to court and collect it after 2 days. Then it's mutter, what's it called, to say halveni. And the Mishnah Berurah says not like that. And the Katha Chaim says even the other way. If by what's it called? If by She'ela, right? If by She'ela the guy says, let me borrow this for next year, then it's also Taka to say She'ela also. If you specifically mentioned a long time by the borrowing, didn't say it's Stam, then it's also to say Hashileini too. Since the Iker is whether it's for long time or short term, right? If it's for long term, it's also no matter what you say. Tosfos holds that what's it called? The difference is whether it's Chozer Be'en or not. And the Nafkamina is, what if you say Hashileini? This is the Shaila. Hashileini for a long time. According to Tosfos, since you used Hashileini, you're getting the thing back intact. It's okay. According to Rashi, we know, okay, not okay, because even though you used Hashileini, you're not getting it back for a long time. We're afraid you may come to Rai because it's a long-term borrowing. Okay. There's an interesting Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that, what's it called, that the Rambam seems to say that that which is Stam Halvah is 30 days, is not just because we assume that when a person borrows money, he doesn't do it for less than 30 days. So if he didn't specify less or more, 30 days is what he usually means. That's how you normally learn. So it's just smarter. But the Grizz learns that it's from the Torah, it's also. It's not just from the Torah. It's a din ha-Torah that you have no tvi on halva less than 30 days. It's not just from an umdina, that's what a person meant, right? So din ha-Torah, the Torah, right, he shows where such a thing could be, that the Stam Halvoz, Lamed Yom, means that from the Torah, they knew that the Torah, when you borrow money, Stam, you don't make any Tznayim, right? The Rambam says, you make a Tznay, so it's a Tznay in Dover Shabbat Mominus. Mashmah, if you didn't make a Tznay, it's a Halacha Min HaTorah, right? It's not that Stam is like this, you made a Tznay, it's not the Stam. But Stam is, there's a Din D'Oraisa so that you can't be Toveya alone less than 30 days. If you made a Tanai, so we know that the Dover Shabbat Mamon Tznokai can make a Tanai against the Torah. Because Mashrin, you need a Tanai against the Torah to be able to make a Tanai and to make it less or more than 30 days. So he learns that there's a Din HaTorah that you can't collect a loan less than 30 days. It's not just that's what we assume people meant. That's the halach. Okay.